This is Goddess Chrissy Marie, and welcome to the magical journey of Goddess Chrissy Marie. I hope and trust all is well on your side of the globe. Happy Jupiter, happy day of expansion. What are you focused on today? What are you expanding on today? How do you feel about yourself? What is your mood? Those things are extremely important. And shout out to the great late Reverend Ike, because he said something one time that has stuck with me. And I forgot what series I was listening to. And he basically said, listen, if you find yourself having a bad day and it feels as if things are not working out and you're not feeling good about yourself, he said, stop what you're doing and say, hey, enough with all of this. How do I feel about myself? How do I see myself? What am I saying to myself? And if it's not good, you need to change it immediately, because the truth of the matter is life is responding to us. Life is responding to our moods. Life is responding to our belief systems. Life is responding to our thoughts. Life is responding to our words. And anyone that knows me, you know, and I've said it several times on this podcast, I am very much into doing an internal devotion. And my internal devotion is another word I use for spiritual work. I like saying devotional because work just sounds hard. To me, devotional just sounds so good. It sounds so juicy, because what's more beautiful than being devoted to yourself, being devoted to your goals, being devoted to your destiny? So yeah, I do an internal devotion. I strive to do it every day. And I strive to do it as the first thing in the morning, before I grab my phone, before I plant my manicured toes on the ground. I strive to do an internal or inner devotion, because I want to command my day. I want to command my mood. I want to command my thoughts. I want to command my body. And it's extremely important, because if you don't grab control of your mood, control over your day and your time, it's a strong possibility that you'll be pulled every which way. And let's be honest, a lot of us, we are on several social media platforms, and we already know there's several thoughts, emotions, feelings, agendas going on. And that's just for social media. Then if you look at your phone, if you are in communication with several different people are going through different things. So that's why it's so important to get grounded in who you are and what you want to experience about your life, and the narratives that you choose for yourself that will edify yourself. And also, you need to decide, what timeline are you on? I told y'all, listen, I'm on the celebration timeline. And again, shout out to Reverend Knight, because he also once stated, what are you fascinated about? Actually, I think that's the name of his course. It's called The Power of Fascination. And basically what he said is, what are you fascinated about? And if you know me, I'm always saying I'm fascinated with health, wealth, prosperity, success, divine love, good cheers, and harmony. And I say this because it is an affirmation, and I have to constantly remind myself I need to stay out of the worst case scenario. I need to stay out of the trauma bond. I need to stay out of the pain body. And honestly, trauma and pain and sadness, it's addictive. And for those that typically are on that timeline, in that state, in that mood, your body gets like a chemical release when you're on that timeline, and it becomes addictive. In a lot of cases, being a victim is addictive. So that's a habit that you have to break. But I promise you, I guarantee, if you create an inner devotional practice, you'll feel better. You'll start creating and manifesting the life that you want. However, the need to change has to be different. And you may ask me, you say, God, it's Chrissy Marie. How do I do it? Well, what do you need? You ask yourself, what am I afraid of? What are my fears? What are the things, you know, I'm insecure about? What are the things that I want to be? What do I need to feel whole in this particular moment? Are you constantly in fear of something bad happening? Then more than likely, you need to feel safe in your body, in your nervous system, in your environment. So the wise thing to say is, I feel safe right now. All is well. I am taken care of. Life loves me. Life supports me. Just saying those things just feels really good and real grounding. So yes, I highly recommend writing down a couple affirmations and saying them over and over again. I recommend doing it for about 10 minutes, maybe 3 times a day. Okay, that's 30 minutes a day that you are devoting to yourself. You are redirecting your mind to your divine timeline. It is extremely important because, as I always state, we are in a reality where everything exists. And as that saying goes, what you focus on, you're going to get more of that. So if you're focused on drama, if you're focused on trauma, if you're focusing on pain, if you're focusing on being a victim, are you focusing on the government doing XYZ? Are you focusing on politics? Or if you're caught up in the gender wars, whatever the case may be, y'all know what I'm talking about. Is it supporting your goals? Is it supporting you? Does it feel good to think about it and talk about it? Do you want more of it? And if you don't want more of it, you need to change. And yes, changing the way you think, changing the way you feel, changing your belief systems, it is a practice. A practice is something that you practice, that you do over and over again. But what's the other option? The other option is to keep living the same life and getting the same experiences. And I'm telling you, once I became devoted to myself, whew, life became so juicy. Life became so fulfilling. And what I taught myself is, look, if I don't feel good about something, if I'm triggered about something, if I don't feel safe, I know what to do to fulfill myself, to come home to myself, to love myself, to support myself. And that's a beautiful, amazing thing to do, because a lot of people, when they don't feel whole and safe within themselves, when they're feeling sad and trauma filled, they automatically go outside of themselves looking for other people to fill them up. And what I've learned on my journey is that's a never-ending, unfulfilled journey. And granted, I'm not saying that you should not reach out for support. Absolutely. However, I feel as if we have to fulfill ourselves. It is our own responsibility to fill our own cup up. It's our own responsibility to become devoted to ourselves. It's our own responsibility to be consistent with ourselves. And what happens, the more you do that for yourself, others will reflect that back to you. But you can't be dependent on them first. You have to do it for yourself. This is a journey of your own inner world. It's a journey of your own mood. It's a journey of understanding who and what you are and what you want to experience. It's really not about other people. That's what I've learned on my journey. And once I figure that life is not just happening to me, it's not random. Life is responding to my thoughts, my feelings, my emotions, my belief systems, and how I see life. Then I was like, well, let me change it. And as I stated before, yes, it is a practice. Yes, it takes time. But I'm telling you, every time you devote time to yourself, every time you invest an affirmation in your subconscious, in your consciousness, every time you tell yourself something good about yourself, every time you celebrate yourself, every time you are consistent with yourself, every time you do something that you say you were going to do for yourself, I promise you, it's a beautiful experience, and it's a beautiful experience. It's a beautiful experience, and it's a beautiful investment. you will reap the benefits. That's why the Bible refers to your mind as a garden, which basically means you have to sow good seeds. And the more good seeds you sow, the more you're going to experience it in your reality. You have to become devoted to yourself. You have to be consistent to yourself. You have to plant yourself as the center of your reality. And the more you get deeper within yourself, get closer to yourself, love yourself, support yourself, the beautiful thing that starts happening is you start trusting yourself. And when your inner self or your higher self or God or whatever title you want to put on it starts talking to you and giving you downloads, you start trusting it. You start trusting yourself. And what I realized is on this journey, this spiritual journey, there's a lot of teachers and healers and gurus. They try to get you to not trust yourself. I don't know if it's consciously or it's something they're doing, you know, to fatten their pockets. Because think about it. If more people start waking up and saying, you know what? I have the antidote. I know myself. I trust myself. I love myself. I know I'm always on the right place at the right time. Guess what? A lot of people will miss out on businesses. Because you are being the god or goddess or the center of your own reality. And you're not depending on other people outside of you to tell you who and what you are. See, that's the practice and the timeline that I'm on is trusting myself and knowing that I'm always at the right place at the right time. And my inner guide is going to tell me what I need to do. So I don't have to worry. I don't have to stress. And listen, this is not spiritual bypassing. This is not saying, oh, my life is perfect. I have it all figured out. Absolutely not. However, I do trust the process. I do trust I'm at the right place at the right time. I do trust that if in any particular moment, I'm not feeling whole, I'm not feeling complete, I'm feeling whatever that doesn't feel good to me, I know I have the tools and the resources and the spiritual tool bag to do what I need to do to come home to myself and to trust myself and to know myself. So yeah, that's really truly what it's about, is really knowing who and what you are and becoming devoted to yourself and stop idolizing other people. And when I say idolizing other people, I'm talking about everybody. I'm talking about, you know, idolizing, thinking, oh, if I get this particular partner or this relationship, life is going to be perfect. Absolutely not. I'm talking about idolizing your spiritual teachers and healers. Don't get it twisted. All of the people I've worked with, I love them. I support them. However, I don't put them over me and I don't idolize them. Idolizing is idolizing these celebrities, thinking they're better and greater and trying to be them, or even idolizing these apps, thinking that being on there some way, somehow is going to make you whole and complete. Listen, and this goes all the way back to my first podcast. What I used to say, you are the one that you've been waiting for. It's you all along. It's been you. So yes, especially in the spiritual world, we've been told, oh, you have to go meditate in the Himalayas with monks. Oh, you have to align your chakras. And granted, I know I have a chakra series, but I never told you that dealing with your chakras is going to make you whole and make you complete. It's just a spiritual tool, okay? It's not about drinking green juice. It's not about being vegan. It's not about having crystals. It's not about rituals. You are the magic. You are the spell. You are the person that you've been waiting for. And when you start understanding that, you start looking at life different. And once I realized that, oh, really? I'm the one that I've been waiting for. I'm the one that can make my own dreams come true. I'm the only one that can make me feel whole and complete. I'm the one that can make my nervous system feel good. I'm the one that have the antidote. I'm the one that have that direct connection to my inner God and to my inner spirit and my higher self and the universe and God and goddesses. Whew. When I tell you, when I found that out, that nothing was wrong with me, that I'm not broken, that I'm okay and nothing is wrong with me, and that I'm a multidimensional being and I don't have to look at life through a linear mindset. Oh my goodness. Life became amazing. That dark cloud just released from over me. Oh, whew. Y'all, I just got the spirit. Ashe to that. Ashe to knowing that you are the one that you've been waiting for. Ashe to that. Ashe to knowing that you have all the answers within. If there is a question, if there is a problem, guess what? There is a solution within yourself. And you can literally ask yourself, what do I need to do? What I need to do to feel whole and complete and secure and safe in my mind, my body, my soul, and my reality. So ashe to that. Of course, y'all know I really appreciate you for supporting me over the years. You know I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.